I'm Fred Martino in the KRWG newsroom. The coronavirus drive-through screening at the Las Cruces Public Health Office parking lot is completed for today. With supplies quickly exhausted, the next opportunity is 9 to 1 Monday at the Burrell College of Medicine parking lot. More at krwg.org. Coming up next, a break from coronavirus coverage with a celebration of 20 years of broadcast excellence from Emily Guerra and Leora Zeitlin.
Oh, it's so important that people appreciate what I bring to them. I feel like I'm being invited into their homes to share the music, share memories of music, because a lot of times it brings back memories of their parents or grandparents.
The listeners have taught me so much. I had a background in classical music, but people have taught me so much over the years.
This is Voice of the Public, 20 years of broadcasting excellence. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks so much for being with us. Before we get to our program, we have some breaking news to report. The first Doña Ana County COVID-19 case has been announced, a man in his 20s. That's all the information that we have right now. He was part of 8 new cases announced just moments ago. The total is now 43 cases in the state of New Mexico. And if you are just joining us, before the break, we mentioned that the coronavirus drive-through screening at the Las Cruces Public Health Office parking lot is completed for today with supplies quickly exhausted. The next opportunity is from 9 until 1 Monday at the Burrell College of Medicine parking lot, 3501 Arrowhead Drive, while supplies last. We have much more on both of those stories at krwg.org. You can stay up to date with a link at the top of the homepage with all of our coronavirus coverage. We also want to let you know that coming up next Friday at 1 o'clock in this time slot, every week, we will be here with an hour-long update and call-in program on coronavirus to supplement our extensive coverage at krwg.org and during our newscasts. Also, every Saturday night at 5, we'll have an hour-long special from NPR News on the coronavirus. Just 2 of many specials on air and online, bringing you up to date on the coronavirus crisis. We now, though, for the next hour, are taking a break from our coronavirus coverage with a rare anniversary. 2 of my colleagues are celebrating 20 years of broadcasting excellence at KRWG, Emily Guerra and Leora Zeitlin. I've worked with them for more than half of that time. It's hard to believe almost a dozen years have gone by, and these smiling faces have really meant a lot to me, and I know to many of you at home, and we are celebrating them and their work today. 2 decades at one radio station is quite an achievement. In fact, I've worked in broadcasting for 3 decades, and I've never worked with any colleague, till now, who's worked for 2 decades at one station. But now I work with 2 of them, Emily Guerra from Fiesta and Leora Zeitlin of Intermezzo. We want to hear your tributes and your questions for Emily and Leora, and you can do that for the next hour. This will be a celebration and an hour that we will remember for maybe 20 years to come. Call us now at 575-646-2212. That's 575-646-2212. And Emily is sitting across from me.
Hello,
Emily.
Hello.
We talk all the time.
That's right.
But never on the air like this, do
never
we?
Never on the air. We work together, but never on the air together.
And you've probably been in this boat like me, never done a show with a colleague where they're in another room. But we're honoring social distancing today. We're doing the right thing, right?
And Leora's in another room. Hello.
Hi, Leora.
Hello, Leora.
Hello, Fred. Hello, Emily. It does seem strange to be in a room or two away, but it reminds me, when I was trained for this job by David Brower, he said, people listen to the radio alone. These aren't the days of FDR when a whole family would huddle around for the fireside chats. He said, so always speak to somebody as if you're speaking to one person. So I'm speaking to you, Fred. I'm speaking to you, Emily. And I'm speaking to each of you who's listening out there one by one from my lonely desk out here.
Well, we are doing the right thing. And we can hear, we can see your smile as you talk.
Thank you.
We did see you earlier. Thank
That's right.
you.
Yeah. Yes. We do pass in the hall, even though we don't share rooms anymore very often. So
social distancing.
That's right. That's what we're doing today.
You know, my son said to me the other day, we should be saying physical distancing because, in fact, socially we're staying connected.
That's
by
right.
social media. By telephones, by radio. So we think of it as physical distance, not social distance.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that language better because I think it's important, particularly in this national emergency time, for people to stay socially connected.
Absolutely.
By phone or by computer. All of us can stay together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I have to ask both of you to start the show today. For some folks who were listening this morning during Morning Edition, they heard a story that I did, which included a sound from both of you. And the focus of that story was the fact that you have this deep connection with your listeners. So it sort of relates that even though they're not in the same room, they may be miles or even worlds away with the internet. They hear you and feel close to you, and I want to get your take on both of you on that. Let me start with you, Emily, about that relationship. You even said that you've created really strong personal friendships
That's
from people
true.
You first met who heard you first on the radio.
That's very true. I've got, you know, Dee, thank you so much for listening, mm-hmm. Ellen, and many others that listen to my show. They feel like they're with me every night, and they call in, have their special requests, their thank yous, their congratulations. And I know Leora has that with her call-ins on Fridays. But people do call in and have requests all the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll just pipe in also that over the 20 years, this is to a large extent, there's a lot of retirees in Las Cruces. Many of them are shut in. I know from speaking to some listeners that we're the companions that are with them during the day and during the evenings. And so they often call in because they've come to feel like they're our friend and vice versa.
Yeah.
Just from listening. Some of them I've talked to for years on the phone, and I've never met face-to-face.
Yeah.
And they get surprised when they do meet me.
And me too. And me too. You don't look anything like I thought you would.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
I love that. I got one time somebody said, Fred, you're taller on the radio. Whatever that means.
I'm younger on the radio.
you're going to laugh at this. I'm blonder. Lots of people have said they thought I was blonde.
I've had that on occasion as well. Oh, you're Spanish. You're learning better.
Yeah.
Well, we want to hear from all of you who have memories of talking to Leora or Emily or hearing a particular song that meant so much to you. Or Leora talked this morning about the fact that she's learned from many of you because, there's a sharing in the classical music world. I know, Emily, in your case, a lot of people say they learn Spanish from you because you do your show in Spanish and English. So call us now at 575-646-2212. That's 575-646-2212 to share your thoughts and your tributes to Leora and Emily, your questions for them. These are two fascinating women. There's so much to talk about, actually, besides what you hear on the radio. And let me begin, Leora, with you. I know you had a career in the airline industry.
No, that was Emily.
Before you started in the airline industry, and you came back to this area, went to school at New Mexico State, got a journalism degree, and tell me about starting in radio.
I never I had never planned it. Although mm-hmm. even while I worked for the airlines, because I did work in reservations, I worked in many departments, but in reservations answering the phones, people would say, oh, you have a great voice. You should go into radio. Never thought that I would until I came back to my roots here in New Mexico, Old Mesilla, Las Cruces. I was laid off, or actually not just myself, but all the New Mexicana Airlines employees in the U.S., we were laid off back in 1998 permanently. And so everyone was going off to study computers and everything else. And I prayed and I said, Lord, what's my gift to the world? And I said, your voice. So I came back here, came to New Mexico State University, met Colin Gromadsky, and I said, well, I can see in the catalog there's no radio. Oh, it's broadcast journalism. Journalism. I don't write.
And quickly, Leora, I want to touch on your background. I know you share this with Emily. You studied journalism. I know you also work in publishing. But tell me a little bit about your background and then how you came to radio.
Well, I was an English major in college, and I moved to Boston and for a few years I was doing odd jobs, and then I went to journalism school to study print journalism. And of course we had to take a class in broadcast, and it was a 1-year master's program at Boston University. It was a great school, and I was selected actually for a summer internship at the Boston Bureau of ABC News. So I had one summer in commercial television, and with all respect to my colleagues there who were fabulous journalists and people, commercial broadcasting was definitely not for me. So I ended up pursuing print journalism and never thought I would go into radio in Boston. Oh my gosh, you had to be born at WBUR or WGBH to get a job. Nobody left. Everybody was there for decades. But we moved out here, and I was continuing. I'm also in the publishing business. I just continued with my careers from here. And then I had a baby. I had two kids, and when my second child was born, I walked in a pledge to KRWG during pledge week, just as an outing. My daughter was an infant, and met David Brower. And should I continue? Because this story goes on for another couple minutes.
Well, you started as a volunteer, but then took it full time at the same time Emily did 20 years ago, right?
Yeah. I was paid. I was never a total volunteer.
Oh, okay.
What happened was...
well, it's almost the same thing, right?
Yeah, radio is almost the same thing.
In radio, you know, it's close, right?
I ended up becoming a substitute host for David Brower, who was the music director at the time, because he was taking a 7-week paternity leave. And it's a great story. It has to do with the Hale-Bopp comet, but I won't go into all the details. But... So I actually worked full-time. That's the only time I ever worked full-time here was the first summer, which was 97, as his substitute when he was on leave. And then I was just kind of a substitute host when needed for the next 3 years until I came on to do Intermezzo.
All right. Well, we are starting to get lots of calls, and so
great.
I don't want to keep people waiting too long. We start with Chewy. Hi, Chewy.
Hola, Chewy Morales. I knew it was Chewy Chewy. I knew. You're the only Chewy that calls me.
I'm the only Chewy. I cannot possibly be the only Chewy that ever
yes,
calls.
That calls a fiesta. You're the only Chewy that calls, so I know when it's Chewy Chewy.
I'm one of the regular people that call in to request or say thank you. But I want to personally say thank you, Emily, for all the music you've shared with us. It's a great selection, and I and my family are always glued to the radio.
Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing your music, because you're a mariachi as well here in the community.
I dabble.
Oh, more than dabble, to be honest. Well, thank you also for sharing. And sometimes, yes, I do get corrected. I make a mistake in a Spanish word. Or you corrected me for the group Maná. I thought they were from Mexico City, but they're from Guadalajara.
Yeah, there you go, Tapatíos.
Okay.
Chewy, I know you request songs by calling and talking to Emily. Do you have any questions for her that you wanted to share today that might be interesting for our audience?
Now, don't embarrass me.
No, well, I've actually been fortunate enough to sit in a studio with her a couple of occasions. So it's interesting to see how, you know, she's all over the place getting music ready and has everything lined up. And it's amazing how her brain works.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Well, Chewy, thank you for calling. And we're glad that you enjoy Fiesta on KRWG.
Always a listener.
All right. Thanks, Chewy. We have another caller. And if you'd like to call in to talk with Emily and Leora, call us at 646-2212. That's 646-2212. Of course, area code 575. We now join Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And so delighted to be able to congratulate the ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And which show do you like?
I like KRWG, period, but I have to say I'm an enormous fan of Intermezzo. When we moved here 18 years ago, I knew two people, not face-to-face, but by voice. I knew Leora, and I knew Carrie Hamblin.
Ah.
Thank you.
And what question?
And
what
Leora, I always, always loved the fact that as a music lover myself, you always had such wonderful and insightful things to say, and over the years we've become good friends, for which I'm so grateful. But I especially wanted to thank you for one thing, Leora.
Yeah?
You might remember with the Friends of Chamber Music, you did some interviews with me and some of the other people. Well, I must say the first time that I came, I had never done a radio interview, and I was very nervous. But as soon as you got me seated and smiled and made some explanations, I was just completely at ease. And so that was such a great experience for me and one that has stood me well over the years.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. And I should just say Barbara Toth, a wonderful pianist who plays with students and with ensembles here. And, yes, you are the founder of Las Cruces Friends of Chamber Music. I remember it well, and it's been a delight to be your friend all these years as well as one of your listeners.
And you, and good luck to both of you ladies. We're so grateful.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
We appreciate that so much. Leora, I love when people tell me that, the same thing that you just heard, that, you know, you're able to put someone at ease in an interview, because you don't want it to be an interview. You want it to be a conversation, and it only becomes one when everyone's at ease and you forget that you're on the radio, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I won't name names, but one of my absolute favorite mainstays for Pledge Drive was a musician in town who said she would never come on the radio, she would be too nervous. And she came, and she's like one of the best people to come during Pledge Drive and for interviews. So you never know. But it just takes that first time of realizing that it's a very relaxed and a very intimate medium. And it is like you're just two people talking.
It sure is. 575-646-2212. Call in now with your attributes, with your statements about what you've learned, about the moments that you've had on the radio with Emily and Leora, your questions for them. It's 575-646-2212. And we're getting lots of calls. We also invite you, if you are shy and you'd rather write your comment or question, you can do that on Facebook. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live. And Emily just waved. She's so much more in tune than I am, Leora.
I have to do a distance wave. I don't know where the camera is.
You're in another room, so we can wave in spirit for you right now to Facebook fans. Casey counts is at our social media desk, so she'll bring us comments there. And we have another caller, though, right now. I want to get to Karen, has been waiting. Hi, Karen.
Well, hello, and I won't forget that I'm on the radio, and I'll keep it brief.
Okay.
And congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Leora, you're welcome. Leora, I'll start out with you first, and I'm the one that calls in and always wants to hear Furley.
Oh,
that's me. And
thank you for
so confessing. Yes, last time I asked for it to be in harp or anything other than piano, and you didn't have it, but maybe we can work on that.
Okay.
And Emily, with your svelte voice, my question for you.
Yes.
Originally, was your first language, your first country, English or other?
Well, I'm sixth generation here from New Mexico, and both grandparents spoke both Spanish and English, mostly Spanish. And I thought that my first language was English until I was older. My mom said, no, your first language was Spanish. And then your uncle made sure that you were bilingual. And we followed that through all the way through my life. And there was a point in high school, as you know, a lot of teens rebel, when my father would be correcting me. And he says, it's all Spanish or all English. I said, okay, it's going to be all English. But then I came back to my roots.
And I just want you to know, too, when I listen to you talk, it's almost like a lesson. I'm learning words through listening to your program.
Thank you.
And I thank you, and I'll take it off the air. Ladies, congratulations.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen. Yeah, I hear that all the time. You know that, Emily. People always tell me. It's one of the most common things that I hear is that I'm learning Spanish from Emily. So.
Well, I did get a degree, and not just in broadcast journalism, but in Spanish as well.
Okay.
And so I did teach some Spanish classes for a while.
Oh, that's great. I need to get in those lessons. You know that. 575-646-2212 to call in with 20 years of broadcasting excellence, Leora Zeitlin and Emily Guerra joining us for the hour, and we're celebrating their two decades as hosts here at KRWG, and have had already some wonderful comments and questions. We're going to get right now to Nina, who is on the line. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Emily. Hi, Leora.
Hello.
I've been listening to KRWG for way over 20 years. So one thing I want to say about both women and their programs is how transformative they have been. The station was wonderful in 1976 when I moved here and first started listening, but both Leora and Emily took their slots, their programs, to yet another level. And I just don't think there's a match across the country for that, for the level of quality that we get. And it's such a treat and it's such a treasure.
Thank you. And your mother was such a doll, and I really enjoyed her as well.
Well, thank you, Emily. Mike, I have a question. I've worked a good deal with Leora, and I have really enjoyed getting to know her and admiring her work on air. But Emily, I don't know quite as much about the way you put together your programming. And so that's what I wanted to ask you is, you know, it's pretty intensive. You do it every evening. So how do you do it? That's my question.
Well, initially, it used to take me nearly 2 hours to do a two-hour show selecting my music. And then as time went on, I just started bringing in my music and just selecting it as we go. And then when people would call in with requests, that made it even easier. And so it took less time. So I think with our listeners, they made it easy.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I can certainly relate to that. I appreciate also so much the way Leora does programming, often thematic, often around anniversaries, holidays that I'm not even aware of, composers' birthdays. It's just so creative. So thank you.
Nina. Thanks for being such a great supporter and listener over the years.
Thanks All right. a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Nina.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Nina.
It. 575-646-2212. That's 575-646-2212 to call in with your tributes and your questions for Emily Guerra and Leora Zeitlin. You can also make comments at social media. KC Counts is at the social media desk, and I'm going to quickly go over to KC Counts. KC, I know that you don't have any comments yet on social media, but I wanted to give you a chance to give a tribute to these ladies. I know one of the things you said when you started at KRWG was that everyone made you feel right at home. You are a broadcast veteran in this market and have worked for decades in the market. But you're just starting yes. here at KRWG in the last year. And you have been such a marvelous addition to our team, and I hope that you'll be here for decades as well.
Well, thank you. Yes, I began my career when I was 7. much like Emily and Leora. And, you know, actually some comments have rolled in. There's quite a few just congratulations to the both of you. And Andrew wanted to add that he's listened to KRWG since it went from dorm radio to over the air. And says he loves listening to both shows. Emily is a great help with our Spanglish, and the diversity of the music is delightful. And he says, I tend to request that Leora play in the Hall of the Mountain King and or Night on Bald Mountain when she has short times to fill.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. Wow, thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you so much, Casey. We appreciate it. And if we get more, we'll head back over there to the social media desk. Right now, the phone lines are just jammed, and we'll go to Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Hello. Hi, Wayne.
How are you
Wayne Huber.
Hi, Wayne Huber. I've been around for 20 years, and I heard you both the day I walked into Las Cruces and Mesilla. Actually, I lived in Mesilla for 3 years and then Las Cruces, and I have loved both shows, of course. Talked to both of you. I've been interviewed by Emily, and I have talked to Leora every Friday for the past 20 years. Almost.
Yes, I think that is true, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm usually the first caller.
Wayne, do you have a question? Do you have a question for Leora or Emily?
When I was teaching at Las Cruces High, Leora, I remember my students were listening to your show. And then it would be the Friday, and I would ask the students, well, what do you want to hear? And then we would call in, and you would announce, art class in Las Cruces High is requesting, and the kids just, we're on the air. I love it.
They love it.
So it was a wonderful time. And and you know what? Everybody, I want you to know, Fred Child is looking for Classical Woman of the Year. Let's all nominate Leora.
That's very sweet of you.
Joanna Coletta last year. Let it be Leora this year.
All right.
Thank you. That's Wayne. Very kind. But I'll cede the honor to a more professional working musician. But I appreciate it. I just want to say, Wayne, you weren't the only teacher. We also had the late June Jenkins, then June Mazzolini, had a fifth grade class. And she used to call in and have them make a request. I just loved when you did that and when she did that. It really connected me with young people. I knew they'd be excited when I announced them on the air. So I that was wonderful. Thank you for doing that.
Well, I enjoyed it. And they all enjoyed it. It was a special time.
All right. Well, Wayne, thank you for calling and for supporting KRWG. We appreciate it. We want to get more callers on the line. So call us now, 575-646-2212. Lots of people are waiting, so I'm going to go to those phone lines. Barbara is on the line. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. This is Barbara Vasani. I have met you, Fred, in person at a TRC coffee talk.
I remember.
and I have a question for both Emily and Leora, and then I have a second question for Leora.
Go ahead.
The first question is, my brother, who is deceased as of 1995 at the young age of 51, was the next thing to a concert pianist. He kind of chose to go a little bit different direction and began working as for musical arrangements in a private school and different things like that. But at age 17, he played Rhapsody in Blue with the municipal orchestra in our hometown. Recently, someone, maybe one of you, played an arrangement, a version of Rhapsody in Blue by a Puerto Rican pianist, and it was absolutely amazing, but I didn't catch the name, and I wondered if either or both of you knows who that pianist is.
I'm sitting at my desk, and I think I might know who you're talking about, and I'm going to look it up. So keep talking and ask the other question, and we'll see what we can find out.
Okay. Once in the Metro, I called in. I was requesting a piano piece by Sir Edgar Allgar, and you said, I can't find it in the library, but I'd be willing to put money on the fact that it might be an arrangement of, I don't know, something or other. Can you clarify what you meant by that? Because I'm not aware enough of how to look such things up. When I did try to do this online, I got nowhere. And I just remember how particularly melodic and beautiful it was, and I wondered what you meant by that comment.
Can you say again what the piece was? I didn't hear what that I thought was an arrangement.
I said that on your show one day I had heard a particularly beautiful, very melodic piece by Sir Edgar Allgar.
How did I know it was an arrangement? I don't remember what the piece was, but I probably just looked it up and saw, you know, I probably asked you a couple of questions. Like, I saw that it was a piano work, but you said you had heard it with strings. So then that tipped me off that it was an arrangement of a piano work that some string quartet or some string ensemble was performing. That's what I would guess. So I looked it up in my I have an online database of all the music we have in our classical library. It's tens of thousands of pieces. But I can just go in right under the Allgar, look up the name of the piece, look up a performer. I can look up anything. So I think that is probably what happened. But I don't, it sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't remember exactly.
And we'll let Leora look up that other question for you while we're taking more calls. Barbara, thank you so much
calling
in. And
thank
it
you
actually,
listening.
Your question motivates something else that we probably won't have time for today, but I know both of these ladies would agree with me that this is one of the biggest changes in our lives over the last 20 to 30 years, exactly what Leora was talking about there. Technology, she has an online database, and that's just one aspect of technology that has changed radio and all of media. Including people, I've gotten comments from people listening in other countries. And so that's another big change when they're streaming this radio station all over the world. So it's a really neat thing and something that we love here at KRWG. So we have
online for a fiesta.
We have Kathleen on the line now, and Kathleen has a question or comment. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi, Kathleen Albers.
Hi.
You knew the voice. How about that?
I knew the voice right away. I've interviewed you so many times on Puentes, Doñana Arts Council.
I know. And I have I have a tribute for both of you, and then I have a question for both of you as well.
Mm.
So the tribute basically is that both of you have been such an integral part of the arts community here. I can't begin to emphasize how important you both have been. Leora with educating people about classical music and really promoting the symphony and the different concerts that are around. I just can't. So much of what we now digest is on an international or national level, but this is our community, and I just want to say how important that's been for everybody, including my husband Kelly, who just, as you know, he loves requests and those puzzlers that you'll put out there to win tickets or whatever. He solves the challenge of guessing,
and he's good.
Knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
Of course, Emily. Yeah, but Emily and Emily's support for all of the Hispanic arts that we try to bring in through the Doñana Arts Council and just in general.
Thank you.
And how much you've been such a great supporter, cheerleader, really, and have helped us with so many programs. So that's the tribute, and I've been so privileged to be a part of the programs and interviews, and yeah. So can't begin to say how appreciative I am. So the question, though, for both of you ladies is this: how do you survive 20 years with all the changes? And I know you're going to have different answers, but that is monumental. As Fred said earlier, it's just remarkable that through all the changes over 20 years in this town, with technology in the community, I'd be really interested to hear your take on that. So thank you.
Well, when you love what you do and sharing what you've learned with people, you don't realize all of a sudden, wow, 20 years have gone by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's gone fast. In some ways, we haven't been hit as much with the technology changes. Like, for example, both Emily and I basically play from CDs still. Now, there are stations that are switching entirely to having all of their music on a hard drive. Mm-hmm. And most of the record labels now just provide digital downloads and not the CDs. Some, if I request them all the time, the actual CD, because that's what I still prefer. So we're a little bit old-fashioned.
Because we need those liner notes, right?
Well, exactly right. We do need the liner notes. And it's also just we're live and it's more immediate. A lot of the hard drive programming is done through automation. So... But I would say, for me, it hasn't really changed that much. The biggest change, because we've always been playing on CDs, at the early days, I occasionally played from an LP. That's what's really shocking. Mm. That 20 years ago, we still had a library of LPs. But the biggest change for me is that the interviews, we now, used to be the interview just happened, then it was over. But now, of course, we have to edit it and prepare it and get it online. And, just a little extra work, but of course it also means people can listen to it at any point.
Yeah, so. and it's the first archive of history. That's what I love, it's not
right.
So ephemeral, our work. It's there forever online, and it's so rewarding and so wonderful. And of course, Leora and Emily, you know this, that the most common thing that I get in terms of music questions as the person that runs the department is, what was that song I heard? Was that song I heard? So now that we have the online playlist, that really helps. And you guys both do a great job keeping those up to date, which is a big part of the kind of administrative work that you do as part of your on-air work. So it's really important.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right,
we
go to now. Thank you, Kathleen, for calling.
Thanks.
We appreciate
it. Thanks, Kathleen, and thank you for all your work supporting the arts in Las Cruces, too.
Muchas gracias.
We have lots more callers on the line waiting, you might get in if you call at 575-646-2212, but we have a lot in the queue, and we begin with Frances. Hi, Frances.
Hi there, Leora and Emily. It was nice to see you in the Sia Park yesterday, Leora.
Thank you, Frances. That was a first, actually. Frances, I was walking home, and she pulled up, and she said, I think I know you. You're Leora Zeitlin. And we had never, well, maybe we had met years ago, but that was lovely. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I would like to congratulate both you and Emily on a huge achievement, 20 years as women in the radio business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frances.
You're welcome, and I have enjoyed hearing both of your programs for many years. And mi mamá se murió como 4 años del pasado, y ella disfrutó su música programa. Emily,
thank you so much. So your mom passed away 4 years ago, and she really enjoyed it. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Frances.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Many more years to you on your programs.
Thank you, Frances. We appreciate that. So wonderful.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Bye-bye. It was so wonderful to hear comments like that and tributes to Leora Zeitlin and Emily Guerra today. We have lots of callers still waiting, so I want to get to them as quickly as I can. I don't want anyone to miss their chance to talk on the show. Raymond. Hello, Raymond.
Hello. I have a story about both Emily and Leora. I moved to Las Cruces in 2009, and I was the personal aide to a gentleman, Colonel John L. Prather, Ph.D., and he was a retired nuclear physicist from West Point Hopkins, and he loved classical music, and he started listening to Leora every afternoon, and he would go to take his nap in the afternoon, and then he would not go to sleep until 4 o'clock because he had to listen to the music. And you used to play music of orchestras with a grand organ, and he was very impressed with you. He also studied languages and military intelligence. He knew French, German, Russian, Old English, and Gaelic. And when we moved out here, he decided he was going to learn Spanish. And so every night, he would sit and practice his Spanish with Emily on the radio. And when you played the music, he would read his text. And when you would come on, he would listen to you, and he would try to pronounce the words the way you did.
Well, thank you.
He was, he passed away last year. He was the finest man I ever knew. And he thought a great deal of the two of you. I became personal representative for his estate, and when it finishes in probate, he left a list of what he wants given away, and right at the top of the list was KRWG.
Thank you so much. And what was his name, Raymond?
I think we lost Raymond.
Okay.
Raymond,
okay.
thank you so much. What a beautiful story. And it just illustrates to both of you the incredibly powerful impact that you have with your show. You know, to have someone listen every day and have such a meaningful part of their life to wait until your show is over, Leora, to take a nap there at 4 o'clock.
And I've had those comments as well.
Celebrate classical and then wake up again to learn Spanish with you, Emily. What a wonderful story.
That is really touching.
We have another call now on the line. Ellen is on with us. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Ellen.
How are you doing, Ellen?
Hi, darling.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. another regular listener. Great to hear from you.
Well, ladies, that's because I was bedridden for several years.
And we got to be on StoryCorps.
Yes. I have a story about Emily. Mm-hmm. When she first came aboard, she was paired with a gentleman who was her co-host.
Victor Blunsa.
Yes, and he was that. Oh, he really, I mean, he took charge. You could tell he took charge. And then...
What a mistake with Emily.
He got sick.
Well, little do people know that they had me select the music when I went on.
Oh, my.
And he didn't like that.
I'm sure Emily thought, oh, my goodness. However, I am here to tell you, she sat down at that microphone, and she took charge. And there was no turning back from there, okay?
Leora, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I do remember that when Emily first started with Victor Ponce, she would stand up. She would do the whole show standing. Oh. Do you remember that, Emily?
Yes. Yeah, because I used to do that at Crux.
That was her way also of sort of asserting some authority in the room, I think. You can't get too relaxed.
Well, and Leora, Emily's the only woman that's ever got me to dance in a radio studio.
Yeah.
Did you know that? When in a pledge drive when Fiesta was playing. And she was quite tickled by that. I think actually if she would have talked about it, I might have been a little embarrassed, but I won't go there.
I won't I want to thank Ellen if she's still on the phone, because for many years, whenever there was really inclement weather up on the pass at San Augustine Pass, which is near where Ellen is, she would always call in what the weather was up there, and it was really helpful before we all had it online. So thank you, Ellen, for being our weather watch person up Tornado Pass.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen.
We now go to Stuart, who has been patiently waiting. Hi, Stuart.
Am I on?
You are on.
Hi, Stuart.
Okay, well,
Hi, Stuart.
I just want to tell you up that I've loved hearing your voice for almost 40 years. The last almost 30 years as your husband.
Thank you.
And I've watched you grow in this role, and of course I was very confident from the beginning, and I'm more aware than I think most of the listeners about your musical background and lineage, and it really shows in your complete command and comfort in the interviews you do with world-class musicians. It's just they're just people, because you grew up knowing them as people.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being able to introduce them to me when we go to their concerts.
Yeah, that me too. Thank you. I have to tell the listeners now, Stuart, I'll embarrass you.
Okay.
This is the first time Stuart's ever called me and not faked his voice with an accent.
Humor keeps a marriage alive, Leora. You know
Absolutely.
That, don't you?
He has tricked me so many times on the air. He wasn't on the air, but I really thought it was somebody from another country. And oh man, we've had some hilarious stories to tell. But I have to also say, Stuart, as my beloved husband, welcome to the wild world of radio, because you've now become a radio host at our colleague station KTAL. So I'm going to get to call in with an accent to you.
I'll have to make a call-in show somehow.
Exactly.
To do when it's pre-recorded.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
My pleasure.
We was that a surprise, Leora? Did you know that was going to happen?
I thought he was going to.
He's going to punk
in with
you.
An accent.
Oh, and see if you could figure it out. Okay.
He totally tricked me by calling in with his real voice.
Okay. Well, I promised that we'd get to all of the callers today. That's very important to me when I host a show like this. So I want to go to another caller who has been patiently waiting to talk on the air. Eloise. Hello, Eloise.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Eloise.
Yes. I got to say that you're a special part of my day.
Thank you, Heloise, as you have been for many years, and as you've always been, and also, of course, your husband, your late husband, the great poet Keith Wilson.
Well, thank you for that. And Keith did. We enjoyed it together. And I was so happy. I had lived many years and went to school in New York City. And when I came back here and found your program, I was like, oh, wow, great music. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eloise.
It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you both.
Glad to have you on the air. Glad to have that you're still listening and you're there for us. Thank you, Heloise.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any question? Heloise, do you have a question for Emily or Leora?
No questions.
Okay,
I just love to listen to the music.
You just wanted to give a tribute today. Well, we
yes,
appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling in. And what a delight. And, you know, in this program, so wonderful. One aspect of this that I know both of you have noticed, Leora and Emily, that I notice as well, is that for the folks that are calling in, you've talked to them, and many of them you've met in person before. And in your case, Leora, you're married to one of the people that called as well. You know, this is very much a big statement about being at one station for 20 years, but also about that personal connection that you have with your listeners, that these are people you've talked with before. And we started the show with that. And I wanted, because we have a few minutes here before the show ends, I wanted to give you both a chance to talk about that. This was a tribute to both of you. and now give you a chance to give a tribute to those folks and what they mean to you. Leora, we heard from you this morning on the news talking about that you know, this you've also learned from listeners in terms of the classical music.
Oh, absolutely. People always say, oh, you know so much about music. And then I say, well, I read the liner notes for the CD before I go on the air. But the truth is, there are so many composers who have been introduced to me by the listeners. And sometimes they just assume I know who they're talking about. And now with the internet, you know, I can be Googling it as we're having a conversation. But in the old days, I would just have to fess up, you know, can you please spell that? And I would look it up and see if we had. But many, many, many composers that I've been introduced to, and pieces, and anecdotes about composers, and, of course, the musicians that come on to my show in the interviews, many of them are listeners here in Las Cruces. They have been just a source of so much information and delight for me to learn more, and really learning every day. I'm sure you have that too, Emily. Just feeling that this is a job where I get to learn something new every day.
And the listeners do teach us. Yes, from the listeners. And we get to travel the world with music, as I say, on Fiesta. And I bring you an eclectic mix. And then a caller will ask for a certain composer or singer. And again, like yourself, I'll have to look it up if I don't have that. But thank you, listeners. Thank you very much for sharing your knowledge with us as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I want to just say one other thing somebody had mentioned about the changes. I would say, Emily, you tell me if you agree, one of the big changes has been the blurring of the lines in the genres of music. So that 20 years ago, we probably didn't share that much in the way of CDs. And now, with just 20 years of fusion and crossover music, we have a lot of CDs that we keep in master control so that they're either classical groups playing Latin jazz or
flamenco,
you know, and I'll play things from your library, you'll play things from mine.
That's true.
Recently, Barbara Padilla came, fantastic singer who does both, and that's been really a joy also to be able to share the music with each other's listeners.
Absolutely.
That is so true. Thank you.
We love that, and we're going to make one more trip to the social media desk. Casey Counts has been there all during the hour. Hi, Casey.
Hey, man, I'm glad there was a box of tissues in here. That was really nice. It really does stir up a lot of emotion because you can hear the emotion, you know, in people's voices when they call. And I just wanted to add a lovely comment from Anthony Moreno, our coworker here at KRWG, who said, Emily and Leora have introduced us to so many local and visiting artists that have provided memorable moments for our community. The music and interviews they bring us highlight how special it is to have locally produced music programs in our community. Congrats to Emily and Leora on 20 years of broadcast excellence. Thank you for all that you do for KRWG and for our community, and I would certainly echo that.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony, and thank you, Casey. Thank you,
Casey.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Casey, and thanks for joining this team and being part of the magic of public media here in our community. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thrilled to have you, Casey, and Anthony on board. Yep.
Thanks so much. We are going to tell you that we just have a few minutes left. We might get one more call in at 575-646-2212. I tell you, this has been a joy for me since I've worked with both of you for about 12 of the 20 years. And you know, when I came here, there was enormous change happening. The radio and television stations were merged shortly before I arrived, a few years before I arrived. But the kind of content changes were just beginning, the digital revolution, the multimedia reporting. But one thing that has been constant through the whole time has been both of you. And that has been, for me, wonderful in my role as director of content, but also wonderful personally for me. And I am very grateful to both of you for making me always feel from the minute I got here, feel right at home.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I've often said that my training is in journalism, my professional training, my personal background is in music, but both are so important for our listeners, and I've always loved that KRWG is a mixed format station so that we can provide the music and the news. And when we decided that my show would be in the afternoon and we'd have Here and Now from 11 to 1, which is when I used to be on the air, I'm all for having all the different facets to our station. And Fred, you've been responsible for that. So thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Very much. And we have about 2 minutes left. We're going to go until 2:01 when we start NPR News, and then we'll get to Leora. But right now we have one more caller. Sky, you are on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from Truth or Consequences. I'm a senior citizen who lives alone. Truth is not to have the television, and you don't know what the radio means to me here. We only have three stations here, country, classical rock, and you guys. So, I mean, in the evenings, I relax. Emily, I dance because of all those songs I know from my Zumba classes when I lived in Tucson. I just want to thank you both so much, and to have the woman, and Casey counts too, on the radio. And Leo, I think you and I share the same ethnic background, which is appreciated. And Emily, I am my Spanish, and sometimes I know what you're saying, and I love the way you go back and forth. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Sky.
Thank you. You keep really doing that Zumba dancing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sky. What a great way to end the show today. We're coming up on NPR News at 2:01. And then, Leora, you're going to have requests, right?
Taking
you're going to take requests, doing what you
absolutely.
Do every Friday when you're here. And so you get to scurry from your desk there into the main studio and
wipe
do what
down.
You do. That's right. Clean it down, right?
Yeah.
And Leora, what a delight. Tribute to you. Thank you so much. We'll hear you now for 2 hours. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Emily.
Congratulations, Leora.
And congratulations, Emily. We're now going to have NPR News.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Diverging views about the treatment for the coronavirus were on display during the White House's latest public briefing about the U.S. response to the pandemic. President Trump played up the possibility of using drugs approved for other diseases. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, says we need to be careful about calling the drug chloroquine, for example, potentially effective since there have been no clinical trials. Fauci's overall message was to be optimistic, but also realistic.
There are no proven safe and effective therapies for the coronavirus. That doesn't mean that we're not going to do everything we can to make things that have even a hint of efficacy more readily available.
Fauci says he thinks the decision to restrict the flow of traffic into the U.S. is a good step. NPR Scott Detrow reports that by morning, the U.S. will bar non-essential travel across both its southern and northern borders.
Earlier this week, the White House had announced the halting of non-essential travel to and from Canada.